morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather in worship this morning. There are a couple of announcements to make known, and especially that we continue in this Lenten season to have our midweek Lenten services at 5:30, followed by a mealtime. This week it is a potluck meal, so you're invited to share one of your favorite recipes with us, or maybe you can have us be the guinea pigs and try a new recipe on us this Wednesday evening. We look forward to not only gathering in worship and fellowship, but being in God's Word throughout the week. Our Sunday school and Bible study hours following worship this morning. Our Wednesday morning Bible study in the Psalms, we're looking at Psalm 150. And so we gather in God's Word, and also there's the Thursday afternoon study. And we're encouraged with our yearly Bible verse, which reminds us from 2 Timothy chapter 3, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from you whom you have learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." And that is why we gather, to help encourage one another as we look to continue in the faith that we find in our Savior Jesus Christ. This morning's service, Divine Service, will be following Divine Service Setting 4 on page 203 in the Lutheran Service Book, and our opening hymn is numbered 435. Stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body of our blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me in responsively speaking the introit. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Redeem Israel, O God, out of all troubles.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions.
According to your steadfast love,
remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord.
Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way.
For your name's sake, O Lord.
Pardon my guilt,
for it is great. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading of our scriptures.
The Old Testament reading for this second Sunday in Lent is found in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip.
Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read the gradual with me.
The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins.
The epistle for this morning is from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you, for God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you're able for the reading of our Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Join me in speaking the Nicene Creed as we confess our shared Christian faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. Then the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. permission to be seated. Those children that are present are invited forward for our children's message at this time. Good morning. How about we try this again? It seems like you're still maybe sleepy, but good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it is a good morning today. Today we are in the month of March, and tomorrow there is a Saints Day that the church celebrates. Have any of you heard of the Saints Day that we celebrate on March 17th? Do any of you know what tomorrow is? Should we ask for some help? Do you know what day it is?
The Saints Day. Just said.
Well, what's the saint's name of the saint's day? What's the name of the saint that is remembered tomorrow?
St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day. And the church remembers St. Patrick for do you know why they remember St. Patrick? Do you know why?
Because he taught to the people that were in a different country, even when they had him as slave.
He was an individual, yes, who went back bringing the good news of Jesus to people who didn't know Jesus. And they had not always been nice to him. Yes, he had been formerly a slave, but now he wanted to share with them the best thing for them and for their families and for the nation that they lived in. He wanted to share with them Jesus. And we in the church, we look back at St. Patrick and we say, you know what? What he did and how he lived was a good way to live. And you and I who follow Jesus, we should not only follow Jesus, but we should try to follow the example that St. Patrick has set for us, right? We want to tell people about Jesus. Even those people who have not always been nice to us, who have not always loved us, we are encouraged to tell them about Jesus so that they would know Jesus Christ, their Savior. So, the church does remember individuals who were very faithful in following Jesus and spreading the gospel. And so when we hear about St. Patrick, remember more than the color green, but remember especially that he was faithful in bringing the good news of people, of Jesus, to people who did not know God and the Savior. So, let us pray at this time.
Dear Heavenly Father,
we thank you for St. Patrick and all your faithful saints.
We thank you for St. Patrick and all your faithful saints
who speak boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me to speak boldly. The good news of salvation. For all people in Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to continue as a congregation to sing our hymn of the day, number 770. As you return, you may go with one of these treats. grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Matthew chapter 15. I recently came across a question in a book I was reading that said, "Should I be afraid?" They asked the question because they recognized they may not have all the information about the circumstances that they were currently in. They recognized that somebody else might be able to perceive dangers they did not even know existed. And so they asked, "Well, should I be afraid? Maybe you know more than I do about the circumstances that I am in." And how utterly appropriate this question is for those that desire to be in a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. Some need to ask that question who maybe have never thought about asking that question before. Should I be afraid? Should I be afraid of what the future holds for me? And well, the answer might vary from person to person. And it does vary from person to person based upon what and who you believe and trust in. There are those that certainly are quite capable of doing much of what they need to upon the earth. And then there are those that recognize their own limitations and shortcomings, the need for help from someone else. There are certain situations where fear is actually quite appropriate. We see in our gospel lesson, a mother, says a Canaanite woman from the region that Jesus was traveling through, crying out to him, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." This is one of those things that I would be very wary of, that I would find myself fearful in that circumstance, certainly. A demon oppression is definitely not something our scriptures take lightly, and it is not spoken of in high regard by God throughout the entirety of scripture. Rather, we see demons and what they are looking to do as quite deadly for you and me. They seek to destroy God's good creation, to separate those who believe in God from our loving Heavenly Father. This situation is greater than that mother herself can handle. She cannot do it on her own, and she rightly fears for the sake of her daughter. But she takes her fear to the one that is able to calm her fears. We find multiple occasions where the Bible urges that we are not to be afraid, we should not fear. This past Wednesday, the gospel story regarding Jesus walking on the water joining the disciples in the middle of the night, or well, we'd say very early in the morning. It occurs and they see Jesus walking on the water. They think he's a ghost and they are afraid, but yet Jesus cries out to them, "Do not be afraid. It is I." He calls out, he calms their fears and anxieties. He calls for them to trust, to put their faith in him, to put their faith in God. This is what Scripture seeks to teach you and me about those scenarios where we might find ourselves being fearful and afraid. We are called to turn to the Lord, our Heavenly Father, just in the same way that this mother did when she is fearful for her own daughter. She comes to Jesus, and she comes with circumstances that certainly are not good. And as I said, I wouldn't want to find myself in these circumstances. One, she's a Canaanite, a person outside of the people of Israel. They called them the Gentiles, those that were outside the covenant promises that God had given to Abraham, his sons and descendants, the promise that he'd given to David and the people of Israel. She wasn't part of that. We even hear the disciples urging Jesus, "Send her away. She's not one of us. In fact, she's bothering us. Can't you get rid of her?" And he says the statement that would cause many to lose hope. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And yet she comes before him, calling him Lord. "Help me." And then he says, "Well, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." It's not right to take what God has sent for his chosen people and just give it to those that are lesser. And yet, she hears that and grasps with faith to Jesus' words, responding, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She still recognizes him as Lord and Master, not just over those that are the people of Israel, but even over herself as a Gentile, a foreigner from the people. She hears his word and yet recognizes his goodness, his mercy, and that even a dog in that master's household would receive blessings from the master. Jesus answers her, says, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." You have come to me with great faith. You have come to me, and despite hearing what others would perceive to be a rebuke, you have turned it into something that you are able to firmly grasp and cling to, and continue to look to God in the midst of your adversity. What great faith this woman has displayed. and her daughter was healed instantly. You and I can only speculate on what would have happened to this household after this healing had occurred. And yet, certainly, I can tell you that I believe this woman continued in her faith, as great as it was displayed at this time. Eventually, she would have heard of Jesus dying upon the cross, having risen from the dead, and descending into heaven, hearing the good news that Jesus had come to set the prisoners free. This same news is what our world needs to hear, as the world and the people in it should ask, should I be afraid? Should I be afraid in this life? Yes, if you are seeking to live your life apart from Jesus Christ, apart from the one who is our Lord and Master of heaven and earth, if you seek to live in this world that at this point in time is ruled by the one who seeks the demise of God's creatures and God's loved ones, then certainly fear, anxiety, and being afraid would be called for. But for those that are connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in faith, for those that God has entered into their life in holy baptism, for those that receive the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper, there is a call for you to fear not. Trust in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has delivered you already from all sin, death, and the devil. God has promised that those who perish in this mortal world, that their bodies will be raised on the last day, and they will have life everlasting with the Savior who loves them. You and I are called to be witnesses in the midst of our lives that may be filled with adversities, witnesses to the faith that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Should I be afraid? I shouldn't be afraid in and through my Savior Jesus Christ, who has promised me life everlasting, who died upon the cross, bearing all of my sins, taking the death penalty that I deserve for my sins, making full atonement so that I can stand before God in righteousness and purity forever. Jesus assures us that as we are in the hands of our Heavenly Father, as we rest in his care, as our faith is in him, even the gates of hell cannot overcome his church, and nothing can snatch those that are in our Lord and Savior Jesus' hands from his hands. His hands, which stretched wide to bring to you your salvation. May you continue to live your life in faith, without fear, looking to Jesus Christ, your Lord and Master, assured that you are loved and that Jesus has saved you. despite whatever adversities you face in this life, you have a life of peace, a life that will not end with its blessings with your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Be comforted. Do not fear. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to stand at this time as we boldly look to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer as He has urged us to do. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Shepherd of Israel, our Lord and Master, remember your tender mercies and loving kindness of old. Do not let our enemies triumph over us, and do not depart from us until you have blessed us. As you strove for Jacob, so strive now for your faithful people who put their trust in you. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of Israel, you have knit Jew and Gentile and all the nations of the world into your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Lead us ever more deeply into the unity you desire for your people, that we may bear one another's burdens in prayer and in works of mercy. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of Israel, preserve all catechumens and their teachers, all children and their parents, and every Christian home from the assaults of the evil one. As you have called us into holiness, so sanctify us to walk as we ought and to please you through the Lord Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of Israel, you have established rulers and earthly authorities to protect us. Bless Donald, our president, Tony, our governor, the Congress of the United States, the legislature of this state, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help us to preserve our liberty and use its gift wisely in the pursuit of justice and for the welfare of all people. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of Israel, we hear the cries of the severely oppressed and bless them with healing in your appointed season. Comfort those who wait on you, especially Tracy, Glenn, and Leroy. Increase their faith and bring them through their trials. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of Israel, though it is not right to give the children's bread to dogs or to cast pearls before swine, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Receive us in your mercy and enable all who commune to make the good confession both of our sin and of you, our only Savior, that we may receive your true body and blood for the forgiveness of all our sins. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we implore you by your Holy Spirit to strengthen our hearts and confirm our faith and hope in your grace and mercy. Although we have reason to fear for the sake of our conscience, our sin and our unworthiness, let us nevertheless hold fast, like the woman of Cana, to your grace. In every trial and temptation, let us find you a present help and refuge. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as the ushers come forward to gather our tithes and offerings. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Please stand as we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks to you for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. At your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain, yet in mercy you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you spared not your only Son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his blood and body, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise, now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed the forgiveness of your sins. The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus might strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting, departure of his peace. Amen. Thank you. Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the